Labor Day typically kicks the campaign season into high gear in an election year as candidates sprint to the finish line. Montana has traditionally voted for Republicans, but some Democrats are trying to bring critical issues like health care and housing to the forefront. Montana added nearly 20,000 residents in the year prior to the pandemic, a modest rise by some Western state standards, but a majority of that growth is happening in small urban centers like Bozeman and Billings. Anya Wookie-Huffman, a Montana delegate to the recent Democratic National Convention, says growth is putting a strain on parts of the economy and is affecting people's ability to come to the state.
There's a lot of questions about the affordability of living in our state and the livability for a lot of people. Like, I personally work as a service worker, and this idea of one job providing a livable wage is something that feels out of reach for a lot of people.
The registration deadline to vote in this year's election is October 7th. Outside of the urban areas that are seeing a housing crunch, Wookie-Huffman says Montana's rural voters are concerned about access to and cost of health care.
As well as maintaining quality public education. Those are the things that support any community and making sure that people continue to have access to quality health care that's affordable, and access to quality education is really key.
Montana is among several states scheduled to review federal Medicaid reimbursement rates in the coming year. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.